people are really afraid of this whole thing. So how deadly is the virus really? The estimates range between a 1 and 3% fatality rate.
The case fatality rate is very dependent upon who gets sick and who we're counting as infected. Because the denominator, that bottom number, who's infected, is the base for that calculation. So if we're testing only people who are seriously ill, the numbers are going to be likely to come up with a higher case fatality than if you're testing very broadly, identifying people who are asymptomatic or very mildly ill, but are positive.
Based on all that, what's the consensus?
I don't know that we've gotten to the point where we're comfortable with a consensus yet, because we are still gathering information. And as we get more information every day, every week, from more and more places around the world, we're going to feel more comfortable understanding what the real clinical impact is going to be of this. I suspect it's going to be less than 1%.
So how freaked out should people really be? You know, I don't want to be part of the media frenzy here. I really want to be able to help people understand how scary this is.
Well, there's two things we need to think about when we're talking about risk and just what we should be worried about. First of all, the risk of infection is pretty universal because none of us have prior experience with this organism. It's a brand new virus, so we don't have any protection. So if we encounter it, we're probably going to be infected. But everything we're seeing is that for many, many people who get infected, in fact, some estimates are 80%, it has very little clinical impact on them. And so they don't get severely ill. They may be uncomfortable for a few days, but the real concern is people who have pre-existing medical conditions in terms of a much more elevated risk of severe outcome. So we want to distinguish risk of infection, which is pretty much universal, and risk of negative severe outcome.
It seems like the biggest risk here is just the shutdown of services, but doing so is helpful because it slows the rate of community transmission, which then decreases the risk of human services being totally inundated by a ton of cases at once. So how can we balance those things?
It's a really delicate balance because this is a respiratory infection that is transmitted through close proximity and droplets coming in contact with them. And so the reason for some of the decisions about not having, for example, fans attend sporting events when they're occurring is because those seats are very close together in the stands. We really want to try and slow down the spread of this virus so that we don't get a huge explosion of individuals with highly symptomatic experiences all at once being dropped into the healthcare system. That would be a really, really difficult situation to handle.
So is it true that most of us are just going to get this thing eventually?
You know, we don't know for sure, but I kind of think that that may ultimately be the result. We can stop a lot or slow it down tremendously with the social distancing techniques, the avoiding crowds, washing your hands. But the area in the population I think we need to pay a lot of attention to are individuals who we know are potentially fragile, who we know are possibly going to have a bad experience if they become infected. So if you live in a multi-generational household, for example, you want to be really careful about washing your hands before you go interact with grandma or grandpa.
So if I'm having symptoms, how should I decide whether or not to get tested? And how do I get tested?
Well, the testing guidelines are generated by the Centers for Disease Control. And so they set kind of the parameters. It's no longer necessary to have history of travel to China, for example, to get a test. But it is still largely focused on people with clinical symptoms. And so the most important thing you can do is call a healthcare provider and say that you're concerned that you might be experiencing coronavirus infections, and how can they come in to be evaluated and possibly be tested.
Well, I'm going to go wash my hands right now. Thank you so much, Susan Hasig, epidemiologist with the Tulane University School of Public Health.
Thank you very much. I'm happy to help.